Well, welcome back again to all our listeners to Radio Entrepreneurs. And for those of you who listen frequently or who are just joining with our next guest, all we do on Radio Entrepreneurs is talk to leaders and entrepreneurs about this economy and how people are adapting to this economy. It's real time. That's what we try to do. We're not waiting for a book to be published. We're finding out today what people are doing with this economy. Our next guest, Christina Cheka. I got it right.
Yes.
Owner and principal at KC Consulting LLC. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Jeffrey.
Well, thank you ahead of time. You're welcome. And why don't you tell us about KC Consulting?
Sure. It's a strategic consulting firm, and I specialize in on-demand facilities management, workspace planning, and operational efficiencies.
So sort of like a, it sounds to me, I'm going to be stupid now, I'll stick my neck out, like a sort of modern industrial psychologist.
I'm not really sure. the on-demand facilities management portion actually grew very organically from one of my clients reaching out and asking for help when I went off on my own, a gentleman that I had done business with for many years. So it's been an interesting journey developing the business for sure.
So what were you doing before? So we get a little bit of your evolution.
Sure. So for the better part of 15 years, I was in the flexible workspace industry. For the last 10 years, I was with the same firm and worked my way from starting the Boston office to overseeing the East Coast region, doing sales and operations and kind of everything in between. And like a lot of companies that look at their real estate holdings, when the economy started shifting, they made the decision to close 2/3 of the US locations. So I found myself without a job, and rather than just laterally moving to another organization, I thought, why not just jump right in the deep end and create something for myself that still allows me to engage with my network and engage with my clients that I had grown to be such a big part of who I am as a business person over the last decade. So that's how KC Consulting was kind of born.
You know, I've consulted to many people over the years who I've encouraged down the entrepreneurial route. Is that in the family history, or was it just something you realized you came upon it yourself?
I've always had that kind of entrepreneurial gene, I think. I didn't come from a family business, but my father was an insurance broker for many years and went off on his own when I was in middle school. So I grew up with the idea of a home office and kind of working from home back before that was kind of a thing, I guess. I think I was also lucky enough in my corporate life to have bosses that really gave me the autonomy. So I always had that entrepreneurial kind of drive and mindset. This just was a springboard to actually really do it all on my own and be the one making the decisions for the business.
So how long have you been doing this now?
I'm on month 8.
So
still in the early stages.
Second thoughts at all, or completely engaged?
Completely engaged. I have to say the journey of entrepreneurship is equally terrifying, but it's super exciting. And it's so fun to meet new people and build my network and explore new opportunities and kind of challenge myself more.
Do you feel like you're unique to your business? Because you've done this before for others. Do you feel like you've carved out something that's sort of special to you?
I do. I think that a lot of people either look at a very traditional facilities manager or they look at a project manager, and there's not a lot of offerings kind of in between that people can kind of pick and choose. So I think what makes it unique is I can come in, and if you just need help with a few vendors and negotiating with them, I can do that. Or if you're opening a brand new office space or relocating and you need help from kind of start to finish, you can use as little or as much as you need of my services. And I think that flexibility makes it really unique within the marketplace.
And are there particular types of clients that you like to look for that are better than others for you? You find?
I'm still kind of
size or industry.
I think size wise, I am a one woman show. So to have somebody come and say, I have 25 locations around the US, I'm probably a little too small for that scale right now. So I'm really targeting Massachusetts kind of area businesses, maybe a little into Rhode Island, a little into New Hampshire, really, so I can leverage my vendor network. The size companies, I think it depends on the function that they're looking for. So I could help a larger company that's doing a relocation. Whereas if it's somebody that just wants to do 5,000 square feet of opening brand new office space, that would be a great match for me.
And do you feel that that is technology an important part of your business?
And I'm learning kind of as I go, which I think a lot of entrepreneurs do. And some of the people that have been long time in my network have been great resources for making suggestions for operational platforms and things that have made my business more streamlined. But I certainly had a lot of experience on how to stay organized and keep my logistics kind of as they should be so that I can do my job more easily.
Pivoted questions in the middle of my last question. That was my delay. And I wanted to know how you like, how you prefer to bill. Is it, do you bill by a project or do you bill by the hour? How do you sort of make these things work for your clients?
So I started off billing by hour, and that's been a good application, but I think it really does depend on the project. I don't think there's a one size fits all. Every client has different needs, and depending on the engagement, I think sometimes you need to customize the solution for the client. So I'm exploring both avenues of price points.
And do you find that certain clients like one way more than another?
I think that people look at the hourly rate and they can sometimes feel like it's being nickel and dime. So I think even if you do a lump sum, I think the thought process behind looking at that as an investment versus the little chips away in the cost, it depends on how that person manages their finances and kind of sees the value of their time, quite honestly.
Right. We've been speaking with Christina Cheka, owner and principal consultant of KC Consulting, I guess a company that started during COVID. Christina, if someone were looking for you and wanted to understand your services, maybe discuss with you what you could do for them, how would they find you?
They can go to my website. It's kc-consultingllc.com.
Well, that's
and all of my contact information is right there, and they're more than welcome to pick up the phone and give me a ring. I'd be happy to speak with them.
And hopefully you'll join our network as well, and so that we are connected with you as well. And I want to wish you luck, and I look forward to hearing more about your success over the next year.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. This was wonderful. Wonderful way to start the morning.
Oh, that's very sweet of you. Thank you very much, and continued good luck and good health.
Thank you. You as well. Bye.
Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.